Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I'm reviewing the new film, You Hurt My Feelings.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it, oh, we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, You Hurt My Feelings. It is a Julia Louis-Dreyfus film. It is released by A24, and if you've if you're familiar with A24, they distributed Everything Everywhere All at Once last year, which won an Academy Award. But before they had done that, they started getting this reputation as putting out some really good films. And so when I saw it was marked A24 film, I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued. I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She is, I mean, not just from Seinfeld, other things that she's done. I've really, though it's weird, you know, like I see her like almost every week I see her in Seinfeld. So. But I love her another thing. So I was happy to see her. It is rated R. It's a comedy. It runs 1 hour and 33 minutes. Written and directed by Nicole Holofcener. I'm probably not getting that right, but that's okay. I saw the poster. This had me at the poster, to be honest with you. Right there, I wanted to see it. I hadn't seen the trailer. I only read a little bit of what it's about, but let me just say the cast: Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Tobias Menzies, Michaela Watkins, Arian Moyed, Owen Teague, and Janine Berlin. A very fine cast, very great ensemble. They work really well together. I love the antics. They don't mention, he's not listed on here, but David Crosby, comedian, is in the film. He plays one half of a couple that's in therapy, and he's really funny in this. I think he did some improv on. I'm surprised he's not listed in this. Maybe they wanted to be a surprise. Sorry about that. He's in it. In their own words, the story: from acclaimed filmmaker Nicole Holofcener comes a sharply observed comedy about a novelist whose longstanding marriage is suddenly upended when she overhears her husband give his honest reaction to her latest book, a film about trust, lies, and the things we say to the people we love most. Okay. My initial reaction to the film was for two things. One, this is a different pace than most of the things I've been watching. A lot of action. So it took me a little bit of adjustment to go, okay, this is not, this is a different kind of movie. And this is the kind of movie I really dig. A calm pacing, a life pacing, a play. It felt like a, and you know what? It didn't feel like a play, but the director gave excellent pacing and tone. She allows moments to breathe throughout the film. You could take a breath and enjoy the scene and enjoy the acting. It's not rushed, but nothing feels drawn out at the same time. Like I said, the ensemble is great, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus in this is pretty fantastic. I think there's this moment of hurt she has in it, this extreme hurt. And it's so, the empathy she creates for the character is just wonderful. Like, even the Wisconsin joke about her being a victim of verbal abuse and from her past, and you could see that in her throughout these little pains in her interactions with other people. I think she just does fine work, and maybe, I don't know, some of my favorites since Veep. She's definitely a different character than Veep. She's not as strong as she plays the character strong, but she doesn't play this like menacing, you know, vice president with brooding presence. This is like a timid author, a little insecure. And it comes across, and it shows the range that she really does have. And the comedy chops in, clearly from the absurd of something like Veep to this, which is more of a comedy that's, it's more of a, just a straight comedy. It's just a comedy by circumstance. It's, nothing is over the top. It's a very, very nice comedy. My favorite things about this film are the direction, pacing's lovely, the writing. I just think it's a great script. Ultimately, to me, the script is about, it's about honesty in different forms. It's about, you know, it's how you deal with honesty in the relationships in your life, whether that is your spouse, your child, your sister, your client. There's all these little, every relationship within this has to confront honesty or question it, and how you do that without hurting somebody. And the role in this line between encouraging and lying, where is it? It's one of those films that really makes you keep thinking after. Because I went with my friend Lacey to see this film. And as we were talking about it, leaving the theater, it just started bringing up more things. And that's the kind of film I really like. The one that the more I talk about it, the more I see this theme of honesty popping up in the different scenes, even from, you know, I mean, the crux of this is about the husband and something he's not been honest about. But even the interaction between the sister and her client, the sister's an interior decorator, and the honesty about how she feels about this lamp, and how an interior designer reacts to the questioning of taste and such. It's really fascinating. I think it's a film that you can watch with, especially watch with a partner, and afterwards discuss, well, are we like that? Or are you honest? How honest do you want me to be? It raises these questions, and that's what good art should do. Good film should do. They should leave you after that. This is, you know, I do this series in here called Film Club. This is one I would love to do a Film Club episode on, because there's so much I want to talk about in this film without, of course, I don't want to spoil anything in here, but it's just really well written. It's so tight. It's so tightly written all throughout. Number three, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she's one of my best things about this. And the comedy. I had a lot of laugh out loud moments. Everything is played straight, everything for the keeps, and it's driven by real circumstances. Nothing is There's not a single joke in this that seems to be played for the laugh. They are all played because of the circumstance. And that's when comedy is its best. I like to talk about the worst in the film, but man, this is a hard one because there's not a lot for me to say that I didn't like about this film. I will warn people who watch the trailer. It is not as fast paced as the trailer seems, but I think films like Us, what's that one? Harry Met Sally. That's a slower pace than the trailer would suggest, but it's still a funny film and moves along. And this one does too. This one moves along, but it's not. Trailer's a little deceitful. I watched it after watching the film. I try not to watch trailers beforehand. But I don't have a lot of complaints. I think there's minor tweaks that I might play with. The ending, originally I thought I was going to say the ending, but sleeping on it overnight, I'm now actually really like how it ends. I don't know. Maybe some people complain it doesn't button up enough. But I think it does. I think enough of the ends are tied that you're like, okay. But enough for your imagination to believe that this is a real world going on, because nothing is wrapped up completely. I do like where they left the film at. The lesson of this film to me is really, I don't know if there's a direct lesson that I take away, other than I want to say, be honest when it makes sense. Or set the right expectations so that your honesty can be received well. Maybe. And who knows, maybe honesty to you is, honesty is also a matter of opinion. You can give your honest opinion, but be clear that just because it's my opinion doesn't mean it's true. This other person's opinion might be way better. That might be a way better opinion and match what you want to hear. There's so much about this. Rewatchable level. I want to watch it again. I do. I think I would watch this in a heartbeat again. And it's weird because I'm coming to the section now where I tell you, do I give it a love it, like it, or lose it? You know, the love it is the walked out of the theater and say, you got to go see this film, like it, which covers a lot of range of likings at different levels. And lose it is, of course, I watched it, so you don't have to, and don't take it in there. And when I walked out of the theater, I was like, I like this film. I did like it. I wasn't sure how much I liked it, but it's grown on me overnight. And I don't think I'd give it a love it, because I feel like a love it does need to have this initial thing. But I could see this film growing from this strong love it or strong like it, I should say, to maybe more. It's definitely a strong like it. I give it a strong like it. You hurt my feelings, strong like it. So there you go. It's playing in theaters now everywhere. I do not expect this to last in theaters long. It's almost too good of a film. It's too good of a film for America. We don't watch the great films. Hopefully it lands on the right streaming device that people will check this out later. I could see potential nominees from this for acting and writing, maybe. I don't know if is it Oscar worthy? I don't know if it's that, but it might, you know, SAG Awards, something like that down the road. I'm a little afraid people are going to forget about it, but I hope it does well. It feels like one of those mid-level comedies adult comedies, not adult like dirty, but like more mature, that mid-tier $20 million, $15 million budget film they used to do and expect to make $5 million or whatever and be happy with that. And now everything has to be a blockbuster. And it was refreshing to watch something that isn't blockbuster style, so therefore a little unpredictable and just really well done. And sometimes I'm feeling like I'm only getting that at home on TV shows lately. And it was nice to see that in a movie, one that I got to see in the theater. So I don't know if you listening love movies the way that I do, where I think seeing in the theater is always better, a better experience. But I will say, if you want to see a film that matters to a degree, it has, without ramming it, you know, it's not ramming in an issue. There's no big issue of our time. That it's not a civil rights type of movie, right? It's about just those interpersonal relationships. And that's what's fascinating and will give this longevity, is that this is a movie you could relate it to 20 years ago and you could relate to 20 years from now. It will have this timeless quality, I think. So there you go. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in, listening, watching, whatever the form is. If you're a fan of the show, if you like the review, go ahead and hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, share it with your friends. And yeah, that's all I can ask for you. Just really share it and let people know we're out there. Thank you for listening to my review of You Hurt My Feelings, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And thank you so much for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This feature is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.